It was really great to see the people dancing throughout the whole set and really enjoying it. So I'm going to leave you with the interview and the music that she selected, and then I'm going to tune in a little bit later on again.
Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ, and you're listening now to Give Me a Beat.
Nice to finally meet you. You probably didn't see me, but I saw you when you were DJing. So I would say it was a great set. From the perspective that it really fit the time of the day. You know, I've listened to you and I know you can go deeper or lighter. And I like that you are a versatile DJ. Mm-hmm. But that stage was actually quite special because it was quite dusty. I went there a few times and every day I was like full of dust and my shoes were full of dust and my socks were full of dust if I went dancing. But I think it was really fitted and the people really felt the good vibe and you were having fun, or at least it looked like that. So I want to ask you first, how was it for you?
Well, at first, just because you talked about the dust, it was kind of funny because I arrived there and I didn't know that the dust was like all over. I thought it was just on the DJ booth because on my CDJs, I had lots of dust. And in the end, my hands were black. And I think I even like, because I probably like touched my face, I had like some black. But anyway, just a funny thing. But yeah, I think my music fits perfectly. That kind of place, and for sure it was a lot more like high VPN because it's too many people. I don't know exactly how many people they had there, but maybe around 1,000, so that's a lot. So you need to like keep up the vibes.
Yes.
and as you said, like my music can go a lot deeper too, like super easy just to listen, I don't know, when you wake up, and very easy. But at that moment I could really go for it, and like house music, disco music, like I think happy music for happy people, and it completely like fit the purpose. I had lots of fun. I think you could see that. I'm a very transparent person. And for me, if I'm not really having fun, you're probably going to see it in my face. And that day I was just like pumping. So yeah, for me, that's also like, because it's a day party. Day parties for me like are perfect. I love it. It's very strange because I am a DJ, but I'm a morning person. So for me, parties during the day are like ideal. We'll be right back.
But how do you decide about your set? Do you really just come to the place and you feel the crowd and then you start with something and then you see where it goes? Or do you have an idea what you are going to play before you get there?
Like for me, I am the type of profile that really needs to plan things ahead, or else I get a bit like nervous because right now I think I'm playing like a lot, but I get a bit not 100% comfortable if I don't plan. Mm-hmm. But what happens is one example would be that day. So I knew that I was going to play during the day. I knew that I was going to play in a slot between people that play this, not the same, but very similar music than I do, like considering like my happy side of the music that I do. So I kind of knew like where to go, and I usually do a folder or bring some records of a music that I think it's going to happen there. I think mm-hmm. it's going to work, but it's been like a lot of times that I arrive in places that sometimes I don't really know the DJs that are coming before me. Sometimes the atmosphere is completely different than what I thought. So obviously there are sometimes that I arrive there and I don't, like, I need to go into older folders and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then I try to find it. But I don't really do a sequence of it. Like, it's mostly like new music that I know that would fit that kind of atmosphere. And it's just like how I try to plan ahead. Because I'm an engineer also. So for me, I kind of think as an engineer. So I'm not sure if that's ideal for an artist, but yeah, that's kind of like how I do it.
I'm a little bit biased. I am an engineer by profession. I'm a software engineer, actually. So I do think that engineering is very creative. You know, the engineering by definition is coming up with the solutions for the problems. And I think that sometimes the way how you build the solution can be quite creative. And if you kind of transfer this in a DJ profession, then I think mm-hmm. it does make sense. It can be artisty, even if you are organized. One could see that you were still looking at the crowd and feeling their energy, and they were feeling your energy. I think that's what DJing is about. It's bouncing that energy back and forth and kind of creating that continuous flow. And that's what I could mm-hmm. feel during your gig quite well. I also liked that you brought like something that seems to fit also your background. Like there were lots of Brazilian style, or I would say Latina style of music. And I thought that was quite interesting because, to be honest, I haven't seen this by other DJs. So that differentiated you from the others as well.
Yes, that's true. Obviously, like I'm not the best person to say that, but because not because I'm Brazilian, but I think Brazilian music is one of the best music there is. I think not just Brazilian, but as you said, like Latin vibes, and I don't know, there's something about the drums, the percussion that they do, that it's a bit different. There's a lot of soul inside of it. I think African music kind of like has the same vibe. And sometimes there are lots of Brazilian music that came from that. But anyway, it is different. And now I have been living in Europe for 2 years and I have been digging a lot here. So there are some times that it feels to me that something is kind of missing, not in everything, not in all of the things that I dig, because I dig lots of very good stuff here. But sometimes there is exactly this feeling, like this soul, that sometimes it feels to me that it's kind of missing. And when I come back and when I go to, like, I dig again in, like, mostly Latin stuff, I'm mm-hmm. like, yes, this is it. There's like some energy inside of this that I cannot miss this, even though I'm living here for at least a bit.
It's probably aligned with your genes and soul yeah. and everything. You know, I think real artistry is to create something genuine, not to copy somebody. And I think that's probably that connection that you have.
Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ and you're listening now to Gimme a Beat.
you just said you are now based in Europe. So why did you move to Europe? Where is this decision coming from to leave Brazil behind and move to Europe?
Well, at first I lived to Milan. I just finished a master's here. So it was a 2 years master's in engineering. So this is like the main reason of why I moved and why I was able actually like to leave my job in Brazil as an engineer and to be able to do it all here. But obviously, like being a DJ was a big part. I was not 100% sure it would completely work because I don't know. I was moving continents. That's a very like it's a big thing. I already knew that things would maybe go well because I had done some tours in Europe and it was very good. I already had like some bookings booked in advance. But still, it's something that maybe sometimes you can have those bookings and it just like gets lost in the middle of it. So it was like a big decision for me. And that's it. I moved and then, well, I moved during pandemic. So it was kind of, and I knew it already. So it was not, I was not caught by surprise. At least that was that. But it was obviously harder in the beginning, but now it's working again. And it's, yeah, that's it. I'm very happy. I'm here and I finished the university.
So what kind of engineering are you studying?
Well, I always worked with buildings. Like, so I did, my bachelor was in civil engineering and I worked with buildings for 10 years in Brazil. And then when I came here, I just did a master's in buildings. It's usually, it's mostly like sustainable buildings.
Okay.
Very hard.
Oh,
master's.
Really nice. But why did you choose Italy actually?
Because when I came, actually not when I came, when I was thinking about it, I had three places that I applied to. So I applied for the master's. So I applied in Nice, I applied in Milan, and I applied in Portugal because the three of them had courses that I wanted to follow. So, and then I was able to get in all of them. But the university from Milan was the most, like the most difficult one. So when I got in, I didn't think I was going to get it. Yeah. So when I got in, I was like, okay, I don't have any other choice. I need to do it.
This yes.
is like, I just need to do this.
So going back to the beginning, how did you get into DJing? Like, what did throw you into that direction?
Well, I was around my 20s, which is a long time ago. I'm 36 now. So, and I had a very good friend that I did in my university, and he was DJing, and he was very good. He was DJing with records and stuff. So for me, it was a complete new world that I was seeing there. And I started going to parties and stuff, and I started loving electronic music. And very different genres and everything. And I don't know, it just got my attention, and I did a small course of it, and I bought some equipment. I was with the CDJs that only accepted CDs at the time, so I would just record the CDs, and it was a bit different. But that was it. And then I started playing some places, but my career is, if we can say like that, but it was not like something that I started and I just went up. It was kind of like I was DJing and then I stopped DJing a bit, and then I was playing some parties, but it was it was always a hobby for me, for such a long time. And I think, maybe 6-7 years ago, it really started, people started calling me again, and I think my music changed so much also, because I think I developed my taste and stuff like that. And it's part of a bit of experience, it makes you go in different places. So yeah, maybe 6-7 years ago, people started calling me, and I was also doing a party in Brazil with exactly this friend that I was, it was a Felipe, he's one of my best friends, and we did this party for maybe 9 years. It was a lot, and we were doing this party in my city, which was kind of we were bringing DJs from outside of Brazil and also from Brazil, but DJs that would probably not play in my city because, I don't know, maybe no one knew them, or maybe it wouldn't really fit the clubs that we had in my city. So we were kind of doing maybe something different and something that we loved, and not even for money. We were doing that just because we wanted to
bring a good music.
Exactly. And that was all of us had different jobs and stuff like that. So it was just let's gather to see good music and do it. And that was it. I started playing a lot in my party, and other parties started happening, and that's it.
So that is Alter Disco, right? So what happened with the pandemic, or what is happening with Alter Disco now even?
Well, when the pandemic hit, we had a party already, everything was working. We had already even paid the DJ that we would have. We would have Move D at the time. And then everything came, and we had to stop it all. And it was quite intense, as you can probably... Yes,
everywhere.
Everywhere. It was not just us. But then there was kind of the last party that was supposed to happen and didn't happen, and everything stopped, so we couldn't really do anything. So 6 months later, I moved to Europe. So now we were always a party, and now, not because of pandemic, but for a long time it was because of pandemic. So now what we are doing, because for us, music is always inside of us, and even though all of them, all of my friends from Alter Disco, they have different jobs and different stuff going on in their lives, they will always do music. And the idea now is that we are doing a podcast series, so we are always inviting other artists from all over the world. So each week we have one different artist, which is kind of has the Alter Disco curacy, so it's very connected to what we do. Since we all have different jobs, our deadlines are not super set on stone.
Yeah.
But the idea is that next year we're going to release a record, and we are doing some production, and we are inviting other people to do it. So the idea is more to move a bit into, it's a kind of a label. Yeah. So it's more into this side and less a bit into the parties. We'll still do parties, but probably probably once a year, once in a semester. So the party part is going to shrink a lot.
When I was looking at the DJs, you know, the ones that are on, this is exactly what I've seen. I was just not sure that this is really where the concept went and that it's going in the direction, as you mentioned. But for me, it seems that you are actually supporting a quite alternative type of DJs, or maybe the DJs that are not so big at the moment, the talented people that maybe don't have a platform at the moment to play or showcase their talent and so on. So is that a correct feeling that I have?
Yes. That's the perfect feeling.
Okay, good. But how do you choose these DJs? How do you find them?
Well, for me, it's kind of funny because it's almost as a diary of like a journal, I would say, like from my musical discoveries and stuff. Because not that I do 100% of the curacy, but a big part of the curacy comes from like my side. So I'm usually like choosing people to do that. And I say that it's almost like a journal for me because it's kind of like every time that I go to a different city, every time that I see a new DJ playing, and sometimes the DJ, like, no one really knows them, but sometimes